Shkolim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Mitzarfin Shkolim L'Darkoinois, Mipnei Masui HaDerech. You realize that in every single place, the weight of the Shkolim, if you have thousands of people giving to the Shulchanis, giving to the Mamunim, their Shkolim, to get that to the Beis HaMikdash would be impractical. The best way is, of course, to trade it up into heavier currency, heavier, lighter, really. So what they did was they turned the coins of silver into gold. The weight of gold and silver is considered, doesn't make a difference what they say today, Bimei Chazal, the ratio was 1 to 25. A dinar Zov is worth 25 times more than a dinar Kesef. So you could trade into much lighter coins, and this is what's called Darkoinos. It could be that there's a Sherish over here, in the word Darkoin, today in the Vrit means a passport. This is a way to travel. It's travelable currency because it's much lighter. Lamaisa, the Gemara relates it to a pasuk in Sefer Ezra in Perek Beis that says Zohov Darkimoinim. So it doesn't sound exactly like the word Derech, but maybe it does have some shaykhs. In any case, Mipnei Masei HaDerech, you trade it up. There's no reason not to trade up the coins. Now the Gemara asks an interesting question. The Yerushalmi speaks out, L'chayra, if they want, they should trade it up into margolios, into pearls, into jewels that are even take up even less space. The answer to that is, the Gemara says, because there's fluctuations in diamond price that you don't have in gold. I don't know what the market looked like then, l'umas today, but in Chazal say that the fluctuations in the price of margolios, v'avonim toivois, means that it's not, you can't do that to Hegdish, because sometimes it can take a long time for it to get there. Gold, the value is pretty stable, and that's how they did it. Kishem shayu shofros b'migdosh. There were shofros, we're going to learn about. The shofar is, picture the shape of a shofar. That was a chest in the Beis HaMikdosh to be able to put in donations for different causes in the Mikdosh. We'll see more about that later on. It's a whole sugya. So the Mishnah is saying, over here, kachoyu shofros b'medina. There were also, b'medina, by the way, means in this context, in Yerushalayim. Normally, b'medina means outside Yerushalayim. Over here, means Yerushalayim outside the Beis HaMikdosh. This is for somebody who's tamin and can go on to the Har HaBayis. He should be able to give in Yerushalayim also his shekel. B'nei Yair sheshalchu shekleim v'nignavu oyavdu. We're talking here about sending the shkolim from a distance. What would be if there were ganovim on the way? There's a Gemara. The Gemara says that when they sent from the Goyla, which means normally Nahardoi, Pompidisa, they sent the shkolim. It was with an armed escort of a few thousand people. That's how many shkolim there were. So, but what would be if B'nai Ho'ir are sending their, from the other end of Eretz Yisrael, and they're set upon by Romans, by soldiers, by Kutim, by highway men, V'nignevu o'sha'avdu, fell into a river, any other natural catastrophe, im nitrumo ha'trumo. This is the process that's going to be described later on in the Perek, which means that the money that came to the Beis HaMikdash wasn't used right away. They would put it in a big room, in a lishka, and there would be a truma, there would be like a maisa hafrosha from those shkolim. Those were designated to be used. As soon as they did this truma, again, process we'll see later on, but as soon as they did this process, it was chal on all the shkolim, both the shkolim and the lishka, and both all shkolim that were on the way. Heina shepoi veheina sheinenu poi was chal on it, a shame that it's part of this year's collection of shkolim. And then, even the shkolim that were on the way are considered belonging and part of the Trumas HaLishka, and therefore the loss of the Nignevu Ayovdu over here really happened to shkolim that were already part of the Beis HaMikdash. Das heißt, the shluchim are on the way. Let's say it's a two-month journey from wherever they're coming from. The chalois kedushas hafroshas trumas halishko was chal on all the shkolim world over at that point. At that point, those shkolim already belonged to the mikdash. The loss now of the nignevu avdu is from the mikdash. The people that gave to the shluchim that have a koyach to be koinah for the mikdash were already yotzi dechevosam. And therefore, the halach is nishboim lagizborim. Nishboim means who's the teveh, whose loss is it? And therefore, who are they answerable to? To the Gizbarim of the Beis HaMikdash. It was already given to the Beis HaMikdash, it's the loss of the Mikdash. And therefore, the Shvuah, which is incumbent on any Shoymer who loses something, that's the third parak in Bava Metzia, Shvuas HaShoimrim, but that the Shoimrim, so to speak, for the Migdash, otherwise known as the Gizborim of Hekdish, Vim Lav, if it was clearly lost before, we'll see then when, later on, when the Trum Salishka was, but if it was lost before then, so then we see the Shkolim as not being part of the Trum Salishka. It was lost. Nishboyin Livnei Ho'ir. It was the property of the Bnei Ho'ir. It wasn't yet given over to the Lishka, to the Trum Salishka. Therefore, they're answerable. The Shvuas HaShoimim is to the Bnei Ho'ir. U'Bnei Ho'ir Shekel Dachdem, the loss is theirs. Their money wasn't given over properly. Now, there's always a possibility that after their Shekel a second time to replace the first Shkolim, they're going to find the first ones. The Ganav was located, they found the Metzia. Nimtzu, if it was found, the Sheikh Zirma Ganav, it was returned to them. Elu ve'elu Shkolim. Both have Kedushas HaShkolim. Now, we could ask ourselves, if both have Kedushas HaShkolim. The second time they were mafrish under a mistaken impression. We paskin, machlokes, but we paskin, like Basil, that Hegdish betois lehav Hegdish. B'chor over here, they were magdish, they were mafrish betois. The answer is that it's not betois. When they were mafrish, they thought that the shkolim were lost. The shkolim were lost. They were found. So it's not a mistake. Therefore, kedushas shkolim is chal on both of them. But the first shkolim that are given, the second round of shkolim can't be put into the lishka where the shkolim were and used for this year's kavanas, because nobody's allowed to contribute more than one half shekel. So Mela, it has Kedushas HaShkolim, Kedushas HaMikdosh, Bedek HaBayis, and it goes to Taklin Atik, and it goes, we'll learn about him, Yitz Hashem, what happens to coins that came after the, all the Shkolim that we're going to use for this year's Kavanos are designated, they gets a different designation. So we'll learn about that later on in Perek Vov. Al Kaponim, the second Shkolim, also have Kedushas HaShkolim, Vein Elul Ham Lashon Abba, because Lamaisa, they didn't contribute to next year's Kabbonis. It's not a tax you could prepay. It's the mitzvah is to be part of this year's Kedushas HaKorbonis. So they have this year's. The other Shkolim, unfortunately, are for Pachkit. Maybe they could take it off Maisa. And the ones for next year have to be given from new. Mishnah Beis. Hanoisin Shikla Lachaveri Lishkol Al Yod. Takes a Machtzis HaShekel and he gives it, Reuven gives it to Shimon, Lishkal Yodah, to give it over to the Shulchani, to give it over to the Gizborim. Lamaisa Shimon takes the coin that he was supposed to give B'Shem Reuven, Ushkali Ayde Atzmai, and he gives it for himself. L'chayra, he's taking that which belongs already, that which was given for Hegdish, and he's using it for himself. What do we call that? We call that Mi'ilo. Mi'ilo from Bedek HaBayis means taking that which is the property of Hegdish. We're going to learn a lot about the halacha is governing proper usage of Bedek HaBayis. That's really the Iker theme of Masechet Shkolim, and he used it. So l'chayra he should be mo'al, and that's takad halacha. Nitrum or truma, mo'al. Why dafkim nitrum or truma? And the reason is like this. What is he being nene? L'chayra, he's just giving it to Hegdish. I'm taking something for myself when it's miyuchid for Hegdish and I give it in my own name. What am I taking? It was supposed to go to Hegdish. It did go to Hegdish. The answer is, what I take for myself, the Mefarshim explained, is that there's a shibud nechosim, like we had in the first Mishnah, memashkenin, that there's a schus mamon. It's not only a mitzvah to be mafish machtza shekel. There's a shibud mamon, it's a choiv as mamon. So I paid a choiv of mine with something that belongs to Hegdish. That's an appropriation for myself of Moyes Hegdish. Even though now I'm giving it to Moyes Hegdish. When is it Hegdish already that there should be me'ilo? Only in nitrum or truma. But what would be the halachim loy nitrum or truma? So we learned before, if the truma wasn't yet taken, so then the halacha is that the mois is not hegdish yet. So if the mois is not yet hegdish, it's not meal. I'm not taking it from, I'm taking it from something that's supposed to go to hegdish, but I'm taking it from something that's not hegdish yet. Now, this is an important klal, that when the person, any Yid, is being mafrish his coin for Machzah Shekel, doesn't yet have Kedusha Shkolim. If a person takes a behemoth and he says, this behemoth is miyuchet for my carbonate, let's say, Hegdish is Kal, Harei Zen is Kadosh Kedusha Soilo, is Mi'ilo, even before it went to the base of Mikdosh, or before it went to a Gizbar and so on. Over here, when he has it, Biyodin is Miyachet Le Nesines Machzah Shekel, it's not yet Hegdish. Why is that? Because the Machzor Shechel only had das. You could say this general umden of das that it only everybody only has in mind to give it when it's given over to the gizbar. However, achroinim comes from the negyomtiv. They want a tain another time. That the reason why I'm loin nitrum or truma, it's not meila, is because enachanami. Maybe a person as soon as he says harei zeh, harei shekel zeh l'kiyum machzis hashekel shali, maybe it is chalunet kedushas hegdish. But you're not taking anything. Why? Because what happens, let's say you were mafish a coin, and then it got lost. Kalochas yuchai b'achrayis. Right? That's what we had in Mishnah Aleph. If it didn't yet land b'yad ha-gizber or to the Mikdash, you'll still be chai b'achrayis. Oy bazoy, what were you mafsid hegdish? It's not enough to appropriate that which is lide hegdish. There has to be a hefsid of hegdish. And a hefsid of hegdish is only if you're not going to replace it. This might be consistent, by the way, with Reb Chaim in Sefer's famous word that Me'ilo is not an Isser Hano of using Hegdish, it's of taking Hegdish, a Gzela from Hegdish. So Me'ilo, if there's no Gezel, because you're anyways going to have to replace that coin, then there won't be Me'ilo. That's the Chodi Yisrael Advarm over here. Hashoikel Shikloi Mimoyis Hegdish, if somebody actually not gave it to somebody else who used it for himself, the coin that was miyuchad, but he actually took a coin that really belonged to Hegdish, and now he uses it for his machzor shekel. Im nitrum truma v'korvo abehema mo'al. So he's definitely using mois of Hegdish. V'afilo hochi, there won't be mi'ila until something actually happened. That means like this. Reuven takes a matbeah that belongs to Hegdish, and now he gives it over to the gizbar. The emes is he's not doing anything, even though he's being nena, like we said, that they're not going to come after him. But that's only because they think he gave his own shekel. In actuality, nothing happened. The coin was miyuchid for Hegdish. It's being used now weiter to buy korbanos. When is it called that the coin now did a different something? There's a shinui in what the matbeah is used for. It was previously meant to be used for Hegdish. Now it's also meant to be used for Hegdish. Once the truma of the Lishka was performed, and coins from this year's Asifa were taken, and a behema was brought, and a behema was hukrav, at that point already we could define that the mois already went into the behema. The behema was already hukrav. That's already mafkia the mois from being used anymore for Hegdish. We already used it. Already, it's like an oizke klapta ishana. The money is already an oizke klapta matbea. Therefore, that's already called you're being moitzi. Mi'ilo, you have to be moitzi it from Hegdish to Chulin by using it for something else. This is the point where the mois that previously was used, was miyuchet stam for Hegdish, now became used for something else. Because it's not oimen anymore for the shnapshes by Hegdish. And because of that, you moil. Now, the truth of the matter is that the Gemara explains that this is really true in the Reisha also. For some reason, the Mishnah only points a finger on this, that it has to be hukrvo, the korvo abahema, that's when the mi'ilah is, even though it's true in the Reisha also. The Mishnah only mentioned in the Sefer of Hashaykel Shikla Mimoy Zagdish. But that's the point even in the Reisha. Now the Mishnah comes up with a different case. Midmei Maisa Sheni, Midmei Shvi'is. Let's say he took a matbea, which has Kedusha Maisa Sheni. You can take Peiros of Maisa Sheni, Kimavu, in the Pasuk and Pashas Re'ei, be poided the kedusha of the peiros onto matbeos and take those matbeos up to Yerushalayim. The matbea has kedushas ma'aser sheni. He took that coin, he used it to be yoitze his choivas machzor shekel. Midvei shvius, peiros shvius were sold by somebody and money was paid with all the prerequisite halachas kimavur mesechah shvius. Now they do derech schayra v'chulei. Money was gotten for peiros shvius. Kedushas Shvius in the Rabbana, Kedushas Shvius in Nitvas in the Domim, and now the money has to be used dafka for things that are consistent with Kedushas Shvius. Gimbur over there in the Mishnais, Lahalocha Lamaisa. That being the case, he took and used it for Machzor Shekel. What does that have to do with Tzorche Shvius? The Haloch is Yoichal Kenegdon. What does that mean? He takes another Matbeah of Chulin and he transfers the Kedushas Maisa Sheni or Shvius onto this coin. And he uses this coin in a way that's consistent which with whatever it came from. And the Kedusha that was chal, the Hegdish, Matzah Shekel, that was chal on this coin, is chal. And it goes into the Mikdash.